We're joined in studio by John Dixon. Last 8 years, he's been head of the LSU Choral Program, and the annual LSU Candlelight Concert is one of the great treasures of our community at this holiday time every year. And on December 6th, two nights from now, 7:30, Friday night, Union Theater, John Dixon. You got quite a performance coming.
Jim, thanks for having me on to talk about it. It's been a great opportunity. This is a 70th anniversary of this event, which is quite a history. The orchestra, along with all the choirs, will be involved in this. And one of the traditions is not only hearing the great choral singing, but the orchestra's playing some favorites as well, and the audience is even participating in the singing of some of the carols.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the carols I'm sure we're familiar with.
They're familiar carols, but you get a chance to sing with full orchestra. So how often do you get the chance to do that?
The LSU Symphony Orchestra.
That's correct.
A rather impressive group.
Absolutely. We're also joined by Mike Masser, former pastor at University Baptist, who's been our longtime narrator before he retired in Texas. I'm bringing him back, and Mike will be reading some, not only of his own poetry, but selected readings that are interspersed between the music. That's been the tradition.
It's the 70th anniversary of the LSU Candlelight Concert, Friday night, 7:30, Union Theater. And for those who'd like more information, you can go online. Right.
Yes, go online to the Union Theater box office, and tickets are available there.
Okay, and John Dixon has taught all over the country, and he's been here for 8 years, and the LSU music program is considered one of the best in the country.
Absolutely, you'll enjoy some great music.
Why does it have that reputation?
Well, the legacy. My colleague Ken Fulton was choral director there for 27 years, but it's been a program that has enjoyed great singing. We're one of the oldest opera companies, programs of universities in the country, and that attracts a lot of great singers. The choral program has been traveled internationally with opportunities and engagements. So good singers want to be a part of this program.
It's nice to see young people with this kind of passion and enthusiasm. There's a rumor out there that younger people aren't as gung-ho about this as their predecessors.
Yeah, I enjoy working with young people. At 41 years of college teaching, the good thing is that I get older, but they still stay as young as they ever were, and their enthusiasm and interest really is still engaged in this kind of activity.
Well, I mentioned John Dixon has been decorated as a professor in various parts of this great country, and he's a native of Dallas, and he's been at LSU the last 8 years. And as a young boy in Dallas, November 22, 1963, what were you, 10 years old?
I was 10 years old, right.
You recall that day?
I do. Elementary school, fifth grade, I was in the library at the time. And suddenly there was a lot of panic, and the old TVs on the four-wheelers rolled into the classrooms, and there we were in the middle of the assassination of Kennedy.
Now, in some parts of the South, as we know, there actually were places where people were rejoicing over Kennedy's death, but not in Dallas, Texas.
Not in Dallas. Still a metropolitan area, and certainly even progressive for that time, I think, for this area.
But your hometown got a black eye for many years for being the site of the assassination.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And I'm sure growing up, that was a searing moment in your life. But
it was.
What prompted you to get in the line of work you're doing?
I was late to the church, but I got involved in church music and found my voice to sing and enjoyed choral music very much. And so there was a real calling there. I did all of my study in Texas, but went to Louisville and then came back and taught at Texas Tech for a good while, and it's been a great career.
Well, we certainly look forward to the 70th annual LSU Candlelight Concert. John Dixon, large and in charge, and you'll be doing the theme of Gloria.
Yeah, we're doing various settings of the Gloria text, and so you'll hear some of the great classics of Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, along with some contemporary settings, and it'll be a theme that will be woven for the beginning processional with our traditional candlelight procession, And we'll finish with the Angels We Have Heard on High, with all of the audience singing along with
all
us.
All right, and a listener, Michael, asked if he can just come to the Union and buy a ticket that
night. You can buy tickets there at the Union that night, or you can order online.
Okay, mm-hmm. And again, it's 7:30 Friday night, LSU Union Theater, the LSU Candlelight Concert, and the man that we're speaking with is Dr. John Dixon, chair of the choral program, last 8 years. Congratulations on your continuing success, and
thanks
good luck
very
Friday.
Much. Thanks for you. Having us.
And a frequent guest on this show, Dennis Dale McLean, the last pitcher to win 30 games in a major league season. He's talked about his wife's illness many times with us. Sharon McLean, the daughter of Lou Boudreaux, Hall of Fame shortstop, died yesterday, 75. They were married at 19, 56 years of marriage, so we wish Denny McLean well. Signature support for Talk.